From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba. Speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square, Pope Francis warned Cubans on the dangers of ideology. The Pope later paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually by 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin.
Last year, I think we were at 70,000. We are now going to go up to 85,000 with at least, and I underscore the at least, it is not a ceiling, it's a floor of 10,000 over the next year from Syria specifically, even as we also receive more refugees from other areas.
Earlier Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary in the past 24 hours. Greece's new Democracy Party leader has conceded defeat in Sunday's elections, congratulating former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on his win and urging quick action to form a new government. Mr. Tsipras thanked his supporters for the victory. The partial results show Syriza party winning 144 seats in the 300-member parliament. Violence has erupted at a hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military government stormed the hotel in Ouagadougou Sunday morning and briefly fought with opponents of the coup. This is VOA News. Tanzania's main opposition party says it will file a lawsuit Monday against the country's ruling party and its presidential candidate, John Magufuli, accusing them of stealing their party's symbols, logo, and manifesto in violation of copyright laws. Political parties in Tanzania are required to register those items and get them approved by the National Electoral Commission ahead of the elections. An opposition leader told VOA it appears the ruling party is trying to confuse voters. Military sources in Cameroon say two suicide bombers have killed at least five people in what appeared to be the latest cross-border attack by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Those killed in the northern town of Mora include a police officer, two civilians, and two young female suicide bombers who detonated their explosives about 8 a.m. near the entrance to the town. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria. The group says the 75 fighters were trained in Turkey and had crossed into Syria early Saturday. Officials with the U.S.-led coalition have yet to comment on the developments. Meanwhile, the French news agency reports rebels and pro-government forces have agreed to a ceasefire that is to begin immediately. The United Nations Nuclear Agency says its chief has for the first time visited a controversial Iranian military site where Western analysts allege that Iranian scientists conducted covert research and testing seeking to build a nuclear bomb. A spokesman for the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency said Sunday agency chief Yukiya Amano recently visited the Parachin base east of Tehran. His visit comes as Iran and six leading nations seek to implement an agreement to end a 13-year standoff over Iran's nuclear ambitions. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson said Sunday Muslims were unfit to serve as president of the United States. He told NBC's Meet the Press program that the principles of Islam are inconsistent with American values. Carson's comments came amid lingering fallout over Republican Donald Trump's failure last week to take issue with a man who, during a campaign event, wrongly called President Barack Obama a Muslim and said Muslims are, quoting now, a problem in this country. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.